Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi there, and welcome to the Valentine in the Morning Full Show Podcast.
Yay!
And you guys can catch us live on the air Monday through Friday from 5 to 10. We're with you live as you start your day with your chance to win great prizes and join in our conversation.
You really should listen to that.
Yeah, the live for it, yeah.
You can't win anything by listening to the podcast. We appreciate you listening here.
That's true.
But we need you to listen in the morning.
Yeah, you've got to listen live. If you're catching this now, this podcast, it better be after we got off the air. Otherwise, we will find you.
Yeah.
We'll track you down.
We know where you live.
Yes. So enjoy the full show podcast of Valentine in the Morning.
Get up!
Valentine in the Morning.
104.3 MyFM.
104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the Morning.
Oh, I will hold on.
Ed Sheeran.
To the
Afterglow. What up? 6:10. I don't know if I should play this, but I'm gonna play it because it's 6:10. Get ready for some audio, people. Apparently, Brian's son Micah is now pitching topics for our show.
I love it.
This is great. Now, this might be a bit of a struggle because Mike is a young man and he's coming into his voice. So you might not understand him as well the first time as you do the second time we play this audio.
Oh, you're going to play it twice. Okay.
I think so. Yeah. Because Brian said what the word is to me off the air. So I know that the word's not a dirty word. So I can go strongly into the FCC hearing understanding the intent of this conversation.
Okay. Good.
You know? Your Honor, I'm prepared to move forward. Here it comes.
This is my topic, and the first one had who had the biggest nipple.
Okay, so what the child is saying here is, this is my topic. Here we go.
This is my topic.
Okay, this is my topic.
Yeah.
And the first one had.
And I'm the first one had maybe had who he's trying to say right, and he says.
Who had the biggest nipple?
And he says, he's trying to say who had the biggest pimple.
Right. Yeah.
But the P is replaced with an N, thus the word nipple.
Yeah, and that
and
laugh that
says,
you hear there, that was Brian in real time laughing because Brian was not expecting that.
His
he
child
was filming
to ask
him.
That, right.
Yeah,
is my topic. And the first one, had who had the biggest nipple?
Now, just out of curiosity, so we can fulfill Micah's topic needs here, is he asking in the room or just listenership? Folks, are we opening the...
5-4-4.
Yeah. Let us know. If they're just huge, let us know.
Jeez.
Wow. And here's the thing. I have done this so many times with my child. My kid's now 12, going on 13. So I've played little bits of audio and stuff like that. And there's this like thought that radio airwaves, they just, I don't know if they degrade or not. They always go out into outer space and they bounce around in perpetuity in some respects. Maybe they do degrade. I don't know. But that's out there now. Should be hitting Mars in about, you know, I don't know, 25 minutes. I don't know what it is. Who knows? Or 25 years. I don't know. But it's out there. It's somewhere in this cosmos, somewhere in some planet in a distant world, there's someone listening right now. And they're just hearing it.
And they're probably checking themselves and seeing.
They're checking and they're dialing that toll-free number, but unfortunately it doesn't work for a out of galaxy.
That's too bad.
I know. In the room, I will say
No.
It's you.
It's me. It's me, Jill.
Okay.
My FM. Good morning, folks. How are you? How you doing, Kevy?
I'm good. Mine are pretty small, actually.
Oh my goodness!
To change it a bit, so we don't talk about that anymore. I'm good today. My parents are fully vaccinated now. They got their second shot.
Oh, I saw that. They got little like pins
good.
Or something, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
That's very cool. Okay.
Nice.
I had a conversation last night with a young lady who's a fan of the show. Very sweet, and she goes, "Listen, I heard that you are, you know, really into these vaccines and stuff." And she has a chance as an educator to get the vaccine. And she was asking me, "So why are you into these? What makes you show so sure?" Now, to be fair, I wrote this when I was like half asleep going to bed. So I don't know if there's coherency in this. I mean, it's probably better than, you
this
know.
This is my topic. And the first one, who had the biggest nipples?
So I think officially four times we've played that now.
I'm not in charge of the buttons. That's Brian. That's his child. So I wrote back to her. I wrote, my dad worked for Pfizer for 35 years. I grew up next to them in Connecticut. The amount of research they would put into R&D was amazing. The mRNA vaccines are very effective. The press and Pfizer today also showed a study in Israel where they have vaccinated a huge portion of the country, and the results were amazing. The goal of the vaccine should be to prevent severe illness, death, and it does. Then I sent a link to how you explain the mRNAs from Moderna's website. It's very interesting if anybody wants that link, because there's a lot of science behind it that we just don't know as lay people. I said, that's a good link explaining Moderna's vaccine. It works the same as Pfizer. In the end, it's a personal choice. I also get the flu shot. There's always a risk versus a reward in life. In this case, a reward far outweighs the risk for me personally.
So yeah, it's good.
That's not bad.
I mean, I just trust the science. No, that was really good. I trust the science. I trust the scientists. I trust all of the vaccines I've given to my kids. I mean, we don't have polio like we used to because of the vaccines. Right. Like, you don't get to cherry pick what science you want to go with. If you're going to reject the science behind these vaccines, get rid of your iPhone. You don't get it. Like, if you don't believe in science, I don't know. That's how I feel. Maybe I'm being a little too blunt, but
I think so. I think you are. Wow. I'm going to say that because my response to that was going to be, listen, I understand that people have opinions. And even if I disagree with your opinion and science tells me that your opinion is wrong, I still respect the right for you to have an opinion. And I understand how it can be confusing for people, especially if you didn't grow up understanding this or if you're not in it, or sometimes it gets very confusing in life when you have just a little bit of knowledge. And I've been guilty of that myself, where I've had a little bit of knowledge and thought I really knew something. So I have to be careful about what I say. Kevin's like, you got an iPhone? You don't get a vaccine? Screw you. You know what I mean?
You don't get to benefit from,
you know what,
the advances in our, you know, society and scientifically and stuff. But then at the same time say, I'm not so sure about this. Like, what are you talking about? I don't know.
Well, I guess the problem is for us to say this stuff in the air. It's 6:16, about to check traffic here. For us to do this, we're also the same show that just a second ago. You know.
And the first one, who had the biggest...
We'll just leave it at that. So it wasn't a fifth time. It was only four times it aired.
Yeah.
Tony Jordan said advice. She has the morning traffic. Tony, what's going on?
Valentine in the morning. 104.3 MyFM. Three things you need to know right now.
All right, 6:23. It's 104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the morning. The topic we just talked about a second ago. Guys, we're good. The calls, we can't put them on the air. Congrats to a lot of you that did answer that. You are the winners in your eyes, though. LA County deputies say there's no evidence that Tiger Woods was impaired in any way after he was involved in a frightening car crash on Tuesday. It could take investigators weeks to determine what caused the accident, which occurred in Rancho Palos Verdes on a steep stretch of Hawthorne Boulevard, which the LA County Sheriff's Department says has been the site of many accidents over the years. Woods reportedly faces a long road to recovery that includes extensive physical therapy and additional operations on his shattered leg. Global coronavirus cases have been declining for six straight weeks. That's according to the World Health Organization. Here in the U.S., Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, which will likely secure emergency use authorization for its vaccine tomorrow, are planning to deliver a total of 240 million vaccine doses by the end of next month. A fourth vaccine from AstraZeneca is expected to be approved by the FDA by April. This week, Toyota Motor Corporation began construction of a smart city at the foot of Mount Fuji in Japan. They will use it as a testing ground for new technologies like robotics and artificial intelligence. More than 350 people, including Toyota employees, will initially move to the city, which is being described as a living laboratory. The buildings will be made mostly of wood to minimize the carbon footprint, and the homes will use sensor-based AI to regularly check on the occupants' health. Crazy. Fancy new world stuff.
Like it's just like mock-ups that I've seen, but it looks like what you see is like utopia. Like, it looks amazing and clean and futuristic. Right.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I want that. I'm going. Hello, Toyota. I'm your celebrity endorser. Would you like me? Like, no. Where you just keep your Prius. We're fine. Hey, coming up next, Kevin's unethical life advice on the heels of what we talked about at 6:10. This should be great. We're into a mood already, right?
Yeah, right.
Tonality has been set. Strap into your seats, folks. We're blasting off. Panic at the Disco. High hopes.
Valentine in the morning. Yeah. 104.3 MyFM.
My family, it's Valentine in the morning. Kevin's got a thing called Unethical Life Advice. He's going to launch into with a couple here, and then you got a bunch more on the other side of the commercial break, right?
Reset. If you've never heard this, I'll do some old ones.
Sure.
And then on the other side of the break, a brand new list for you.
Yeah.
Great.
I get a lot of complaints when I do this. And again, these are not things I do. But if you're a bad person, if you don't really, you know, care about morals or whatever, these are good, you know, life hacks for you.
The views expressed in this segment are solely those of Kevin Mano and do not reflect the views of iHeartMedia, 104.3 MyFM, or Valentine in the Morning, or the country in general. That's a fact. That's fact.
That's
right
fair.
There.
That's
fair.
That's true.
It's probably smart that you played that. all right. If you work at a restaurant, if you're a restaurant worker, have a friend call in an order toward the end of your shift. They don't come pick up their food. They didn't pay for it in advance. And then, you know, your work is done. You're like, hey, I'll take this one. It's free food. Free food for you that night.
Kind of smart, but absolutely horrible. But you're sticking it to the man. They don't pay enough anyway.
This is probably, you know, post-pandemic, but if you are at an amusement park and you don't want to pay those outrageous prices for water and snacks, just go find somebody like a worker and say like, oh, I feel faint. And then they'll take you to their wonderful little medical area and give you all the water and snacks you can handle.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
Disney's got some nice areas, man.
Mm-hmm. They do.
They do.
Their little first aid area inside of California Adventure is very nice.
Their little changing area for babies is like a hidden changing area. It's very nice as well, where you can go in and you can nurse as a mom. I went in there one time with a wig and I borrowed a baby and I nursed.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you're getting a pet for your kids, like a cat or a fish or something, get a solid color so it's easily replaceable case of emergency.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Smart. And then I'll do one more before the break. This is probably one of our most popular that we've ever done, but you don't have to pay for your meal at a restaurant if you are forcibly removed from the restaurant.
Whip out whatever hat you think politically is the opposite of the owner of that restaurant, get into a fight, and off you go. The views expressed in this segment are solely those of Kevin Mano and do not reflect the views of iHeartMedia, 104.3 MyFM, or Valentine in the Morning, or the country in general.
Valentine in the Morning.
Valentine in the Morning.
Valentine in the Morning. What's up?
104.3 MyFM.
Sunny, thank you very much. The weather today, sunny and windy. Here we go again. Santa Ana's temps in 60s, mid-70s, 55 Corona, 47 in Torrance. Public service announcement. I got my first snake of the season yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I hate snakes. It was a gopher snake, and I'm not going to send it to heaven, you know, if it's a gopher snake. If it's a rattlesnake in the back of my yard, dude, off you go. Sorry if that offends anybody. So anyway, we're chasing the snake out of the backyard. The dogs are barking. The wife is screaming. It's just a nightmare. I'm there with a pool net trying to scoop it up. It's climbing up over a fence. It's going through trees. And to my neighbor that lives down below, sorry, it's in your yard.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a gopher snake, though. And there's a lot of, like, wooded little stuff back there. And he'll probably be back in my yard at some point. But the first one of the season, I hate that. Gosh.
Are they big? Are gopher snakes pretty big? Are they long?
You've never seen one?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they can be decently long. Yeah, for sure. Have you ever seen a snake up close, like encountered one in the wild?
No, just really at a zoo or something.
Right. Kevin, have you encountered snakes in the wild?
Oh, yeah. We used to have them in our yard growing up in Indiana all the time. My dad, we had like a field behind our house and my dad had snakes and he would take a rake and just like fling them back there. And
really? What type of snakes were those?
Just little. I don't have any idea what kind they were. They were nothing menacing, but...
Gotcha, but still.
Still, he was not a fan.
No, who is? Who goes, oh, yay, not me. The Cavalier King Charles are trying to attack it. I'm like, dude, you're like 5 pounds. Get away from that snake, will you? Stop that. Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
A lot of premiere dates have been announced for movies and shows that we've all been waiting for. I'll give you the rundown at 6:50.
I have so many of these right here, guys, so I'm going to try to go fast through them. It's a brand new list of unethical life advice. Again, I don't do these things, but if you have no moral compass, this is just a nice little list of life hacks for you.
The views expressed in this segment are solely those of Kevin Mano and do not reflect the views of iHeartMedia, 104.3 MyFM, or Valentine in the Morning, or the country in general.
That's accurate. First, just a tip on how to be a good liar. If you're crafting a lie, try to include a detail that makes you look foolish. It's going to help, you know, disarm the skepticism. Like if you're super late for work and you're telling the story of what happened, add something like, oh, and then I pooped my pants, or, you know, something that's a little bit embarrassing because it's going to seem more believable.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they'll like that one.
No, because you always go back to that. And we were talking about that too much yesterday with your kid in the pool in Hawaii. And you celebrate an anniversary of your child pooping in a pool. I mean, can we get off of that?
I'll cross a few off the list here. And I promise you no more. This one's pretty tame. If you're traveling and you forget your charger, go into any hotel and say, oh, I stayed here last week and I lost my charger. They have a ton of them and they're lost and found. So,
okay, that's that not easy. Bad. That, it's I'm not okay bad. With that pretty one. Tame. No.
And yeah. This is another nice positive one.
Jill, that's still theft. Trying... Why are you okay with that?
It's
you
not
of
theft.
All people, it is theft because you're going to take that charger that somebody else will come back looking for later on, right?
But nobody else has come. More. I'm sure those chargers have been sitting there for years.
Yeah. They may have, exactly. But that's still theft.
This is a good one that everybody can get behind. If you like, maybe your boss or somebody you're interested in romantically, butt dial them on purpose. Make it sound like a butt dial and say really nice things about them.
Oh, you got to be a really good actor for that stuff. Or are they going to see right through it? You know?
Yeah.
And you got to talk about other stuff and maybe go down a different road for a sec before you start talking about them.
Yeah. Brian, this one's for you. Always keep some helium balloons in your car. So if you get pulled over for any reason, and you have some paraphernalia on you that you don't want the, you know, fuzz to find. You just tie it to a balloon and let it float away.
Oh, what my Lord. That is not going to work.
No,
that
no.
is not going to work.
I mean, I'll try.
So Brian gets pulled over and he has something in his car that he shouldn't have in his car, which now is legal, but you still can't drive with it. That's under the influence.
Exactly.
So Brian's getting in his car. You want him to, as he's being pulled over, suddenly tie that to a helium balloon and release it into the atmosphere? And the officer goes, what was that? Nothing.
I guess he's onto something.
Because what would the officer do?
Big, yeah.
Chase the balloon?
Right.
What can he do? You got to have that planned out, the weight and everything. Oh, I'm sorry, God. All right.
If you're talking to somebody like your, you know, your boss, our boss, John P, calls us all the time. Instead of just like saying like you're hanging up or whatever, if you switch your phone to airplane mode while you're talking, it'll say call failed instead of call ended. So that's a good way to like
is that true?
Make you drop the call.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's good. I'm liking these
kids.
Today.
One for the kids. If you're working on a paper for school and you don't want to get busted for plagiarizing, copy from Wikipedia and then just delete that section of the Wikipedia article.
Okay, no, I no longer
Jill likes
agree
these
with
today,
these.
Guys.
No.
This is for anybody looking for work. A lot of people looking for work right now. If you're applying for a job and you don't have the school or work experience necessary, just lie about it. They rarely check, and even if they do check, what's the worst that could happen? They don't give you the job. You're not going to get the job anyway if you don't apply. So just lie.
How you doing, Julie? Still with him on these?
No.
You're
I
fine
so
ripping off
about
stuff from the hotel.
One.
Now you're having problems here with this. Okay.
I'm not fine ripping. No, I'm okay with somebody taking a charger that has been behind the lobby desk for years.
We don't know how long it's been there. We don't know how long.
If you work in an office and you want to go through somebody's desk, just have an empty stapler in your hand when you do it, and that way you can say, "I was just looking for staples." This is a good one. Everybody can do this looking for a little extra money these days. Just sell store-bought honey in glass jars in front of your house. The markup is huge.
That's true, too, because people think that, oh, you have a honey hive out back, or you put some label on it. Oh, this is something honey from my farm. Yeah.
I'll do one more. Last one today. If you're visiting someone in the hospital, the next time you're in a hospital, stage some pictures of you in the hospital bed. To use in the future, like if you want to call them from work or something.
You're
send
sick,
your boss.
You're like, you're not going to believe this, please. I don't want any flowers or anything. It's, you know, it's almost embarrassing what happened, but I should be up and about tomorrow and I'll be in on Monday.
Hey, can I borrow your bed? You mind getting out of the bed
for a second?
Yeah,
you sick person. That's right. I forgot about that.
Shove them out of the way.
Tiger, could you scoot over one sec?
That is just awful.
I know the pins and rods might be painful right now, but if I'll tell you what, just let me just put the blanket over you and they won't see you in the background and I'll just lay here.
That's smart. There you go.
There's some good ones in there if you're an unethical person, you know,
exactly.
If you have no moral compass.
I'm okay with the ones that don't require lying. The ones that you have to lie
are
deceiving
people.
They all
are lying. Every single one requires lying. Tell me one that doesn't require lying that he said.
Which one was I okay with? Oh, the call failed instead of
you're still
whatever.
Lying to the person you're hanging up with them on purpose. You're lying.
No, but you don't have to lie. You don't have to say it.
Oh.
He'll just see it.
We just figured out a moral flaw with Jill. If she doesn't say the lie, it's not a lie.
You do not need to point out my moral flaws when Kevin's the one here giving unethical life
Shame
advice.
On you, Jill.
You're such a bad girl. I had no idea. All right, Kevin, hey, thanks for a great segment, bud.
Oh,
of course, thank you.
Gosh.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Driver's license last week, just like we always do.
Valentine in the morning.
104.3 MyFM.
Forever now I drive alone past your street.
Driver's License, Olivia Rodrigo. It's 104.3 MyFam. It is Valentine in the morning. Great song. Everybody loves it. Everybody understands that song. Jill discovered that young lady.
No, I did not discover her.
She's very shy about this, right? No. So Jill and Valerie discovered her, put her on the map, began playing her on MyFM, and just have impacted her life. I mean, her song's everywhere now. Right after that, Kiss picked up on it stuff.
Valerie and I did have a role in getting her played on MyFM.
That's right.
That is 100%.
But, well, here's what I'm going to say. Here's what you should know, Olivia, if you're listening to our show, or anybody that knows Olivia should get this back to her. What I will say is, we played it on MyFM per your instruction, right?
Yes, right.
Then, 2 days after that, down the hall, Kiss FM started playing it.
Right.
We played it first. We made an influence on that young lady's life that then a very powerful pop station down the hall started playing it too. So she has to understand like where that came from and how that traveled down the hall to get on their radar started with Jillian Escoto.
It's true.
And I found her on TikTok. I saw everybody was posting about this song, like that first weekend that it came out.
Sure. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I just was immediately drawn to this song.
Yeah.
And then I emailed our music director, Valerie emailed him too. We were like, we have to get this on MyFM. It's so good.
And what thank you have you received for that?
Oh, I don't need a thank you. That's okay. I'm just happy that everybody can hear the song.
Do good.
It's true.
All right, Olivia, Kevin and I will take the cash. Meet you out back.
No cash.
There was a time where that was a big thing in radio, like back in the 60s, 70s, maybe 80s. That sounds like a station. 60s, 70s, and 80s. Maybe 80s. Who knows? We'll put it in there. They used to take cash to play records back in the day. I missed that whole thing. Like, I didn't grow up in that generation of radio. That wasn't going on with me, but it was a big deal way back when. And I think it was still a big deal in certain areas, like in the 90s and early 2000s, I think, you know, but not for us. We sign all these legal documents and everything. Music we play on MyFM is music that is picked for you because it's good. That's a good thing about our music, you know?
Yeah.
It's curated specifically for you. It's a powerful word.
Yeah, it's a good way to say it.
Kevin, we got a lot of great texts about your segment. People loved it.
Well, thank you, everybody. It's funny because looking back at my old lists of unethical life advice, there are things now in 2021 that I'm not comfortable saying on the radio anymore that I've done before.
Okay.
But old examples that I did, you know, a couple of years ago that now I don't know if I've grown or society has grown, but
can you think of any single one for like after the break that you're not comfortable saying on the air that you could say like this is wrong? You could preface it by that, but we'd all understand that you said that in a previous life.
No, why would I do that? No.
Could you text me what it is and we'll have Brian read it?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Here's what's coming up
in Hollywood headlines.
Taylor Swift is now countersuing that theme park that was suing her. I'll tell you the latest right after traffic.
Valentine in the morning. Wake up, get up. 104.3 MyFM. Yeah. Hollywood headlines.
Paramount Plus has made a few announcements about movies and TV shows. First, Mission Impossible 7 and A Quiet Place 2 are going to stream on Paramount Plus only 45 days after they are released in theaters. And A Quiet Place Part 2 opens in theaters September 17th, and Mission Impossible 7 will debut on November 19th. And then also, Paramount Plus has officially ordered the Frasier revival that we've been hearing so much about. Oh, wow. And original star Kelsey Grammer is going to return and also executive produce the series as well. And 3 weeks ago, we found out that this amusement park in Utah was suing Taylor Swift because their theme park is called Evermore. And they said that her album infringed on its trademarks. But now Taylor Swift is countersuing. And her lawsuit filed at the U.S. District Court in Tennessee alleges that performers at the Evermore park sang her songs without permission. They sang Love Story and You Belong With Me and Bad Blood. And apparently a former Evermore Park volunteer told Taylor's legal team that this was happening. So now she is countersuing.
Oh boy.
And the Kelly Clarkson Show wants you to feel good this February. You can tune in weekdays at 2 p.m. on NBC4. And today we want you to answer our watch and win question of the day. You have to watch today's show to answer this question. And it's a big show. Dr. Jill Biden, our first lady, is sitting down with Kelly Clarkson. It's her first daytime interview since becoming first lady. And the question is, what does Dr. Jill Biden tell Kelly is one fun thing she's looking forward to doing after the pandemic. There's one thing she's looking forward to do. She's going to talk about it later today. Go to 1043myfm.com/Kelly to answer that, and then you can win $500 with that watch and win question of the day.
Surfing.
That's your answer. Okay. I can't say.
All right.
I don't know the answer either.
How do you know the answer?
Because Kelly and I are tight.
Oh, dang, girl.
I do think if Dr. Jill Biden wanted to surf, she can go surf during the pandemic. It's not...
Hey, I'm just throwing out answers. You don't have to poo-poo my answers. Okay. What's your answer? What did you have?
Racquetball.
Fine.
But again, she could probably do that during... Never mind.
There you go. Did you do your sign off?
I did.
Yes. Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. All right. So Kevin had this unethical life advice, which took up a lot of our show the past 15, 20 minutes. We missed first sip. That'll be coming up here. He's got these two examples that he... You said these on the air in recent years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now, like, referencing the old lists, I wouldn't say these anymore. And
you weren't picketed or anything?
No. We got a lot of angry texts.
When you said these?
Yeah. Which I expected, but now, I don't know, maybe I've grown as a person. I just don't feel comfortable saying them on the air anymore. And the idea was to have Brian say them on the air, because who cares about Brian? But
right, that's his family, his career and stuff. That's not our problem, right?
So sad.
No, I know it is, and I feel for him in that respect. Brian, do you feel comfortable saying any of these on the air?
I don't think so. I'm sorry.
Like, if you want to know what they are, we could tell you probably off the air, 866-544-MYFM. I don't think you can say them in 2021 on the air. Now, they're still slightly funny. You run the risk you will offend somebody, guaranteed, when you say it on the air. But, you know, then you can be like, I didn't mean to offend you. And then you can do the whole apology tour and stuff like that. Maybe get on KTLA. I don't know. I just don't think you can say them on the air.
No, don't say them.
I really want to say.
Well,
no.
He's very funny. He's very funny, but it's just inappropriate humor. It's more like Family Guy type humor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How would you say it?
How would you say it?
Which one? The first one? That's the only one you can say. The other one you can't reference something like that in today's society.
Okay. So the first one is I won't.
Yeah, let's just play Harry Styles. Okay. We're so chicken.
Let's do first sip. Let's make it positive.
Right after Harry Styles. All right, first sip coming up. You can call us 866-544-MYFM. We'll tell you what it is off the air. It's like strawberries.
Valentine in the morning. 104.3
MYFM.
This is 104.3 MyFM. We're about to launch in the first sip. First sip usually doesn't happen at this time of the morning. First sip usually happens probably around 6:40 or so. So we're a bit late, but somebody's unethical life advice got in the way. So, Kevin, tell folks what it's all about here.
This is, something we did earlier, but it's how we start the day over here. Val shares a few positive words, and we all raise our cups high and toast the day together with that first sip. And after this first sip, we're going to give you a chance to win a grand, so it's not bad.
Yeah, stick around. Grab your coffee, grab your tea. We're going to toast it together and salute the day in front of us. It is 7 o'clock on the West Coast. If you're listening on iHeartRadio and the app, good morning to you as well, wherever you are. Life, it's more than just being alive sometimes. Thinking about that this morning, and you know, I'm happy to be alive, happy to be here, happy to be doing the show, happy to be with all of you. But you got to start living. It can't be just getting up, going to work, do that, go home. Get up, go to work, do that, go home. Get up, go to work, do that, go home. Life is about finding those moments where you're truly alive. Life is about living, having memories made on a daily basis, about sharing time with friends and family. And sure, the pandemic has put a damper on that, but it doesn't have to. You can still share moments with the people that you love. You find ways to have those moments. You find ways to make memories on your own as well. Even getting outside for a few minutes on a beautiful day and feeling the sun upon your brow and smelling the flowers as spring comes a little bit early. But as that happens, you feel moments in life and take them in. So go ahead today, make a memory, feel a moment, do more than just be alive. Live your life to the fullest you can, each and every moment. I know that's a struggle, and I know it's impossible sometimes for us to do that, but do your best to make those moments come alive and make a memory for yourself. Now grab that coffee, grab that tea, whatever you got. You could grab me and I wouldn't tell anybody. Grab it, hold it high, Say, here I come, Thursday. Woo. Count us up, Jill.
One, two, three.
Let's go, people.
Wake up.
Valentine in the morning.
104.3 My FM.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.